Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's a new week. We're back with you on Monday, April 9th. And Danny's here.
I am.
Bright and early. Thank you for coming early. I really appreciate that, Danny.
You're welcome.
But you know what? I was so busy, I didn't even realize you weren't
here.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, he's going to be so pissed.
No, why?
But usually I'm here like 20 minutes early just sitting here twiddling my thumbs.
I have no complaints to you whatsoever. Yeah. You're fine.
Yeah.
So how have you been? Did you have a nice weekend?
I went out so much this weekend.
Really?
And I never go out, so I'm actually pretty tired today. But the reason I have to leave right after the show is I met this guy on Saturday night, and I was spending the day with him in Newport.
Oh, and that's important to leave right away after
that.
Yeah,
I mean, I have to straighten my hair.
Yeah, you're going to have a whole adventure, huh? So much for working. Let me go meet this guy.
But I'm wondering if I, because he's already down there. He has like a beach house down there.
So where did you meet him, this guy?
I met
like
him at
over
the
weekend? Over the weekend?
Yeah, I met him Saturday night.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not judging. I'm not saying anything. You'll come back with a complaint, and then I'll give you some advice, you know?
Yeah. Well, he doesn't live here, so it's like kind of a waste of time.
That's what you keep doing.
I know. But it's like you meet so many people that don't actually live here.
Right. I don't know. Well, we'll continue, but thank you all for listening. If you want to see us live on Facebook, go there right now, LA Talk Radio's page. I don't have time to share it everywhere, but we will after the show probably. And we do have a guest in the studio. If you're watching Facebook, you'll see. We'll introduce her in just a couple of minutes. So, Danny, so you seem to be attracted to people that don't live here.
Yeah.
So you're looking for heartbreaks right and left here. I don't understand. I mean, why don't you organize your search a little bit and try to find people that will actually get you somewhere?
I know. I don't know where this is going. And he's 25, so he's like really young.
Oh, so you're going from real old to really young.
Yeah.
You're all over the fucking place.
I know.
Oh, well, nice. Equal opportunity employer.
Literally. No pun intended.
Exactly. She'll date anybody, anything, whatever.
The thing is he had the VIP section right across from mine. Uh-huh. And all night long, he had like some girl like dancing in his crotch.
Oh, okay.
But he kept staring at me. And I was like, stop staring at me when somebody's like grinding on you, you know? So at the end of the night, she disappeared.
Right.
And then my section was still there and his section was still there. And he like came up to me and was like, hey, I've been staring at you all night. Like, I wanted to come over and say something. I was like, "What? Where's your girl at?" Mm. And he's like, that's not my girl. She like basically raped me.
Oh, wow.
And
he was really popular.
He was funny.
Yeah.
So. I mean, he's handsome. He's tall.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Irish.
So women must throw themselves at him, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That's a deal.
Bullshit.
That's what I'm thinking. So another issue for sure. So we'll see how today goes.
Yeah, I know. People try to impress, but that's fine, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? So I'm looking forward to my trip to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah,
in
so
a couple
when are you
weeks,
going?
In a couple weeks.
You already booked your ticket?
Everything is booked.
Oh, my God.
Everything's ready to go, so it's real now.
So what days are you going? Do I have time off?
Yeah, you'll be off, but we'll talk about it. Don't worry about it. We don't have to talk about everything on the air. But, or I might have somebody fill in because a couple of people offered to fill in and co-host with you.
Oh, so, that'd be cool.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know yet. But the situation is I'm leaving in 2 weeks on Sunday and I'm going for about 5 days, you know, to Kauai. And that should be like paradise.
Yeah. You're going to come back like my color.
Probably.
Yeah. I'm excited for you. Can you bring me a shot glass? Color.
A shot glass?
Yeah.
Glass
like
of Hawaii, from Hawaii?
Something that says like Hawaii on it.
All right. Is that all you collect is shot glasses?
Yeah. I make my parents get me one every time they go somewhere, my friends.
You don't want like a magnet or anything?
What the fuck am I going to do with a magnet?
Put it in the refrigerator. I don't know. That's what people do.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
Maybe a keychain. For my car keys.
All right. Well, I'm not going to look for souvenirs. If I find something, I'll get it, okay?
Anything that makes you think of me while you're on vacation.
You got it. Although I am going to try not to think about work too much.
I know.
I'm sure I will be, but I can't tell you. I mean, I'm like previewing some of the things I'm going to be doing there, like ziplining through the jungle.
Swimming with dolphins.
I don't know about that.
Why?
I don't know. They didn't say that anywhere. So
you could
maybe there
do
is
it.
Some yeah. some of that stuff there.
I'm jealous.
There's also like you go tubing down rivers and mm-hmm. shit like that, waterfalls.
Do you know how to swim?
Of course, yeah. Oh, okay. You don't?
No.
Yeah, you said you didn't, didn't you? Yeah.
You're like, if I was in a boat, I'm fucked.
Now you know when you have kids, you teach them to swim right away.
I know.
That's when you do
survival
it.
Survival tactic, yeah, 101.
Survival tactics. No, just freaking swim, you know? Stay afloat.
I can doggy paddle.
But listen, it'll take you no time to learn. Why would you wait 30 years to learn how to swim?
I mean, I have no intentions of learning. I really don't care.
Why?
I just don't.
You don't
really
like being in the water?
Yeah, it's like not. I like when I go to pool parties, I'm not getting in the pool.
Really?
Yeah, I go for the barbecue and to tan.
So have you ever experienced a pool or what?
Have I ever been in one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like I've stood in like the shallow end.
Right.
But I've almost drowned in the deep end like 4 or 5 times.
Wow.
Yeah. There was one time in eighth grade, I had a crush on this boy, Sam Hall, and I jumped into the deep end to fake that I was drowning, and I actually started drowning.
Really?
Yeah, and ever since then, I was like, yeah, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
Anything that has to do with water is not for me.
Yeah. Tell me something, what are we going to do about that hat? You know, did you look on the Facebook feeds? It's like you can't see you at all. All you see is a hat.
Well, you guys can find me on Instagram and see
that. Okay,
there.
Yeah, and look at her straight on. What the hell, man?
They just want to hear my voice.
Yeah. I don't know. That's not why you get so many likes. I think people like to enjoy
my face,
pictures,
yeah.
Too.
Honestly, it's my hair's curly this morning. I just washed it right before I got here because I'm letting it air dry so I can flat iron the shit out of it before I have to run out the door.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm just reminded. So remind me to do this. You need to show me how to do a story either on Instagram or Facebook because it doesn't let me do more than one picture.
I don't know how to do Facebook.
No, but
it's
the
same
thing.
Oh, you mean like the timeline? Like the swipe left?
No, the one that, like, story that plays one after another.
Oh, okay, like, so your IG story, your 24-hour
right, right.
post.
So how would you add more than one picture? You swipe it?
No, you can't, you only can do one picture at a time on your story.
No, you do, like, a lot of videos and pictures and shit. That's what a story is. You put
oh, it's
all
one
together.
At a time, though.
Oh, okay, no, it's not. You see, our okay, so let's discuss it with our guest.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, I'm so confused.
All right, cool. All right, well, we're going to be bringing our guest right now who's actually going to help us figure out what the hell's going on. I mean, Danielle has got 1/3 of a million followers, and she doesn't know how the hell. You do stories all the time, and you tell me you don't know how.
I do them one at a time, though.
No, you have like a million videos.
But they're
one
all
after
separate.
Another. Separate
like
ones?
If you notice the time, it'll say 23 hours ago, 19 hours ago. It's all at once, but I posted
and
them at different times.
Oh, so it's a story, and it gets added to as you add
yeah,
to it.
Yeah, so you do it throughout right. the day. Like, if I can take a story.
So that's the point of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, folks, we welcome Ms. Natalie Byrne to the show. Welcome to the show, Natalie.
Thank you for having me.
Of
Good
course.
Morning.
Thank you for joining us. We're going to talk about your movie and everything. You're an actress. You've been with some big people and stuff and have done some great things. So we'll find out about that. But first, tell us, she constantly nods her head, no. So tell us how you do a story on Instagram.
Okay, so there's a little cross.
Right, a plus.
A plus. So,
okay,
when you're,
so
you want to add more stories to the actual original story
right.
that you had just posted.
Right.
You just press
oh,
on
you
that
keep
cross.
Going on that thing.
Yeah.
And it stays, so you don't define a story. You just click on there. You
yeah.
add, let's say, one picture.
And you keep adding more
throughout
stuff.
The day.
Gotcha,
throughout
and
the
it
day.
Stays there.
Yeah, it
for
stays
24
there.
Hours.
Okay, now can you delete it in the middle if you want to?
Yeah, like if you look at it and you're like, ooh, I don't like
I
this.
I don't like it, yeah. If you want to like rewrite something or do something different to it, yes, you can.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So it puts in everything you add like within, what, 24 hours?
Yeah,
everything you add stays on for 24 hours.
I see, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why sometimes you have a story with a million things on it. I'm like, who's going to watch all this? You know?
Oh, they watch all of it.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. right? So it just, I guess, yeah, once you press story, then everything you post gets into
yeah,
that story.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Does it stay on your page as well, like the pictures would anyway? Like if
you
post
can hit show on profile or add to highlight.
Okay.
Like you can make a category that says beach day. And if you went to the beach, you can add your story to the beach and people can go back after that 24 hours to watch it.
Okay, I get
yeah,
it.
And you can actually add it on Facebook as well directly Instagram.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie, how long have you been on Instagram doing things? Were you there early?
No, I think I'm quite late. I
yeah,
just started
right.
like maybe several years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I was against it at first. Not a huge fan of technology, but as the world's progressing, I guess we're supposed to adapt to it. So
I'm
forced into this life now. And I'm doing I wish I could just go somewhere and live on the beach without any technology at all. But
Did you get into Facebook before that, though?
Facebook, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Facebook started was like the first big thing. And I think nowadays, like, that's why they're catching up with the Instagram and they're adding all those stories. I think they have to.
Well, Instagram and
Facebook
are together now. Yeah, they're together now. Yeah.
Right. But before, so they can borrow the or steal the technology, whatever they own.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's a huge like money making. That's insane. Right. I wish I would have came up with that.
I know.
Right. You know. And just think about it. A lot of kids don't want Facebook anymore. They move on to Instagram, and Facebook has them over there. You know.
So
you don't lose them. You know.
I see so many people voting to be like, yeah, let's not post on Facebook anymore.
I don't use Facebook. I tell Sam all the time I don't use it. I literally keep it on my phone just because for apps you need Facebook. It's like log in with Facebook. And it's so easy.
Right.
Other than that, I the last post was like probably like 2015 or something.
Well, that's the thing. My posts are literally the same as an Instagram. And some people are asking me like, why are you posting the same thing on Instagram and on Facebook? But I'm just copying them. I'm like, well, I'm still having Facebook.
A lot of people hate that if they follow you on both.
Yeah.
Because they're like, just saw this. Yeah,
exactly. And don't do the same thing. Yeah. You know, I mean, put different stuff on there.
Yeah.
But that's then that takes double time. And I told you, I don't like technology.
I know. Who does? You know,
that's why everyone's time is always confused on their post. I mean, confused. Yeah. Consumed.
Right. Consumed. Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking we're not even live anymore. Are we? Yeah, we are. Okay. Because I'm like looking at something else. Okay. Yay. I'm sorry. But I just shared this on my page. It's just a only one time we had a little glitch on this and it stopped.
And we had no audio.
And I could tell that it was over because it started playing from the beginning. And I'm like, oh shit, we're not on the air on Facebook at least.
Right. So can you swear? Because you just
She's like,
like, and I'm like, oh my God. Do you guys know that you're saying that? I was going to be like, beep.
Isn't that funny how they condition us from the moment we were born that we can't cuss on the air?
I feel like swears aren't even bad words anymore. It's just part of our language. Like,
it is.
When I drop the F-bomb, I just feel like it's part of my like natural language.
Yeah, it's funny. It enforces, it reinforces what you say sometimes, you know. Yeah,
it depends what context. If I'm like, you're a fucking bitch, then it's disrespectful. But I'm like, beep. Damn.
Yeah.
Beep.
I was so fucking, yeah.
I know. There you go. But profanity is everywhere. And that's the way people talk. And that's why we do, you know. So, and we don't have FCC here or anything. So nobody.
Got it.
Yeah, exactly. There's no Big Brother watching. Tell us you can't do it.
Because I'm looking at you guys. I'm like, I wonder if they know.
Oh, no, we know, girl. We know.
We do this every friggin' day.
Okay, good. No,
we bask in that, actually. That's cool. Very cool. So, Natalie Byrne, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you. Are you early.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Well, you look rested. Did you get any rest last night?
Not really, no. I was watching Walking Dead.
Oh, really? How late?
Yeah. I had to watch like the 12 o'clock one, so like really like the midnight.
Oh, so you went to bed at like 1:15.
Yeah, but then I watched The Talking Dead afterwards. I'm still a fan of Walking Dead.
Whoa. So you
I never got into
like,
that show.
Which one? Walking Dead?
Walking Dead.
Yeah, I never even tried.
I had to I had to watch the whole thing like one.
Like binge watching, right?
Yeah, like it took me a while, but you know, then I.
There's
then
a
I
lot of them, right? How many seasons?
It's season 8. Like,
really?
Yeah, final, no, it's too late to catch up now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's going to take you like several months, like 3 months or something.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Big investment of time to watch.
I'm not really into zombie shit.
Yeah, I know. I'm not into zombies either.
I like zombies.
But you know, she likes horror.
I like horror. I like
zombies. You've been in horror films and stuff, and that's what we're gonna get to later about.
Not that I like to be in them, but I love.
But you love to watch.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you look well rested. You look beautiful right now.
Thank you.
Making me look like shit. Damn you!
Well, I didn't know I could come in a burgundy hat. I will next time.
Yes. Join the movement.
Yeah, and I got into the elevator. I'm like, oh, I wonder where this girl is going.
Yeah, she's got
she's
it
like,
easy.
She's like, she doesn't have floor? To
put on
four
the face. Please.
Four. Four, please.
Yeah.
I knew it, too. I was like, this girl looks fabulous. She's probably coming to the show this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I did send you the notes also. So
yeah, I watched the trailer this morning.
Oh you
yeah,
did? That's cool. And we're going to get to the movie. I just want to tease everybody with it and stuff. No, listen, we've got some time. I want to ask you a little bit about yourself. Are you an L.A. native?
I'm not. No.
Really?
You have an accent.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm Ukrainian.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. I'm Ukrainian.
I knew right away.
Well,
you can't hear it?
I can't.
Some
and I'm
people
very
can't.
Good with accents, but you're very good.
I'm
how
very
long,
good.
How long
I'm,
have you
like
been
when
here?
I actually film movies, then I get rid of my accent. I've been
really?
Here for 8 years now.
Really? So with eight yeah. years, you got this accent. Did you get like an accent coach?
Yeah, every time I like for movies, I have a really cool accent coach I work with.
Wow.
So I can do
so
accents.
So it works, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I because
I tried
do, like,
with one guy. It didn't work for me. I'm like, fuck this, you know?
No, I'm
like,
going to suggest you to this woman. She's amazing.
Really?
She's so good. Yes.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I've been here fucking 40 years. I still have an accent.
That's the
it really pisses
you know
me
what?
Off.
The good, the good thing is cool. You can talk. I've met people that have been here for 40 years and they don't speak English.
No.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. Like, it's very hard.
As far as command of the language, it's perfect. It's just I have an accent, but I write better than 99% of people.
See,
I read a lot. You know, I understand all the grammatical errors.
I like your accent, though. I think it would be weird if you had no accent.
Thank you.
Like,
I know.
Fuck?
People tell me don't change it, but
yeah.
you know what? When
makes
I listen to
funny.
It, I hate it.
No. You hate it?
No. I you do. Need to love that about yourself.
No, but you know what? Also, when... Look, when you've lived somewhere 40 years, you don't want people, the first question, to be where are you from.
Oh,
yeah.
Right?
I guess that's true. I'm from here, bitch.
Right. But they're like, but you have an accent. Yeah,
they're
but
like,
I'm
but
fucking
you're not
from
here. And you're like, no, I'm from here. Yeah.
So Ukraine, that's cool.
Yeah, so but I grew up in London. And
so you were born and raised in the Ukraine for a young age?
For 6 years, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then I lived in Moscow for a little bit. My dad still lives there. And then me, my mom, and my brother would move to London.
Wow.
So I grew up in London. I went to a Royal Ballet School. I was a prima ballerina.
Oh, uh-huh. I can see that.
Yeah?
Cute little ballerina girl.
Yeah, I was so cute. I was so cute until I moved to London, actually, and I realized that there's more to just ballet.
Uh-huh.
Like, I realized there's contemporary dancing, there's hip-hop,
right.
there's jazz.
Yeah.
And I just fell in love with, like, exploring and coming up with my own styles, so I became this really, like, rebellious ballerina slash, like, black swan with hip-hop. Yeah, I kept, like, coming up with all my own routines, and my mom was, like, looking at me like, what's going on? Where is this going? Yeah,
what's happening to my daughter?
Yeah, exactly. So maybe slash that's why like I like horror movies. My mom doesn't understand it at all. Like I like dark things when I look like all white and fluffy.
Yeah.
No, I like snakes. I like horror movies. I like
that's funny, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, I hate things. Snakes.
I hate snakes so much.
See, I'm like, I have like weird things that I like.
That's
like, do you have it? Do you own a snake?
I had two snakes. I had two pythons. I don't have them now because they started biting me too much, so I had to get rid of them.
Oh, hell
yeah,
no.
But I'm used to a snake bite. Imagine that. I can literally like put my hand into a cage and be okay with a snake biting me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, did you like lay in bed with them?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my God.
She's officially crazy.
Wait, are pythons the one that could swallow you whole though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were not the big ones. They're like once you get the snakes, as long as you get the cage, you know, whatever size you want the snake to be, that's the cage you need. They will not get bigger than the actual cage. So.
Wow.
Yeah, but they're really, really cool. I mean, I like the texture of them, and they're not as cold as you think.
They're just so like scary.
I mean, they can be. I think cobras are because they're venom.
Yeah,
like, they can kill you.
Ever since Anaconda, I just can't.
Really?
Yeah. Have you seen that movie?
I've seen it.
Oh, God.
That's
they need to remake
snake.
One.
Yeah,
they need to remake Anaconda.
Yeah, they really do. Like, I'm more badass, I feel. Like, a little. You know what? You could have played the new Tomb Raider. Like, you got that look.
I've been told that. Great.
Yeah.
Really?
Cool. I like
fighting. Well, you've been in the... Expendables, right?
Expendables 3, and I did my own movie called Awaken, and that's where I kick ass.
Why do I feel like I've seen that?
Because I kick ass. That movie is so cool.
Wait, what's the basis of that? I really feel like I just... Is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay, I just watched that.
Yeah, it's really cool, and it's kind of like Tomb Raider, because I do all my own stunts, and I do, like, awesome fighting, so I enjoy that.
Wow.
So, what did you say? This was your own film?
Yeah, my company, Seven Heaven Productions, I produced it, I wrote it, I sang a song in it, it's on iTunes.
Damn,
and
you
I
sing,
acted.
You dance, you act. Is there anything you can't do here?
I can't draw.
I'm
not kidding. I can't draw at all. Like, I can't even do a heart.
What a, what a handicap in life. You know,
what a horrible thing
draw,
not to be able to do.
I mean, I can act. I can do this. I can do that. But I can't draw.
Well, like, who can draw?
Yeah, right.
Can you draw?
Yeah, I can draw. But
See,
I don't really think about it.
Yeah, but I had to think about it because people keep asking me, like, what can't you do? And I'm like, I can't draw. Like, I thought about it. Like,
well, but that's cool.
So,
so you've gotten into a lot of different things in your life. What was your childhood like? I mean, in the Ukraine, do you remember much from it?
I remember some things. I mean, I started as a dancer in Ukraine, I remember. And the reason I did that is because I was born with, like, turned in feet. They called, like, duck feet.
Oh, yeah,
duck
yeah,
feet,
yeah.
So I couldn't really...
I thought duck feet was when they were out.
Well, I guess they were, like, turned in as well.
Yeah,
like,
that's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I couldn't walk properly. It was really weird because I was born, like, a month and a half earlier. Uh-huh. So the doctor told my mom that I have to do some kind of training in order to actually learn how to walk. They had, like, they had fear that I will never walk.
Oh, wow.
So my mom started training me dance, like, since I was, like, really young. Like, really, really young. Like, just turn up my feet and, like, break my feet so they... I could be, you know, I could walk fine. And right. So that's why she pushed me into dance and nobody wanted to take me. So my growing up was really weird because, like, she wanted the best for me. But right. At the same time, I just remember it was a lot of training. Right. It was a lot of, like, hard work.
Right.
And I would cry and I'd be like, I can't do it. And she told me one thing. She's like, there's no such thing as you can't.
Right.
Like, you can do anything. So That kind of, like, developed my personality. That was my growing up in Ukraine. Like, whatever you guys... see, like, with Olympics and stuff, like, well, Olympics now, I don't know, like, it kind of sucks, but
right,
but I do support, though, the teams. They're, like, really dedicated and they work hard because, like, the training in Ukraine is Russia, and Russia is, like, it's really brutal. It's hard work, like, we are being put through, like, hard tests. Like, the trainers don't give a shit. They just, like, there you go, shit, beep.
Yeah.
they're like you know, they hit us, they, like, they, you know, they put us through, like, all kinds of, like, wow, really hard work so that we can be the best. Yeah. Well,
was that, jeez, I mean, is it like that now too, or
it is
really?
yeah but they think that, you know, you shouldn't be, you know, like, too soft on
right
kids.
They try to push you and
they
make
try
you
to
tough.
Push you to be tough, exactly, because right. They say, look, the world is not going to be nice to you, so you might as well experience from your childhood,
right.
But we're really, like, especially, like, being, like, gymnasts or, like, you know, ballerinas, all kind of sports, like, you being pushed, like, you know, to your limits, really.
A lot
and
of pressure,
and nobody, right. Yeah, and you come home and you're like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore, and your parents don't even listen.
Right.
They're like,
right.
No, you can do it.
Yeah, because it's the adults, right. They don't know what's going
in
on.
America,
in
America, you're
head.
Like, I can't do this anymore, and your parents are like, all right, save us a buck on the training.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is just funny. But in Russia, Ukraine, they think, you know, the kids don't really know what they want to do and what can, you know, what their capacity is. So,
right.
So they just push them because they see that's where the talent comes from. Mm-hmm. So.
Right. If you're just joining us, we're talking to actress Natalie Byrne. Is that your real name?
It's not. My real name is Natalia Guslistaya.
Oh, okay.
But that's, I knew you couldn't pronounce that, so.
No, but that's why it occurred to me now that you said you're from Ukraine that, this is an American name, you know.
So but it helps because when I moved here, like, when I do get rid of my accent in movies, it's like, I don't want to be just, you know, considered
people
as a Ukrainian or Russian.
Exactly.
And just the fact that, you know, I don't want
to. And you fooled me. I mean, if you fooled me with your accent.
And
I'm very good at accents.
I heard it immediately. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I think it's also like, I don't look American.
Yeah, no, you don't.
That's why.
You definitely look like European or
exactly.
Something exotic.
Exactly. So a lot of the times people, before they even hear me, they say, where are you from?
Yeah.
Because I just have this exotic look.
Yeah.
It's like, what's your mixture?
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. So I just don't want to be considered only for Russian roles. So I changed my last name.
Good for you. Good
for
you.
Yeah.
And so you lived in London for a while. I mean, how many years there?
About 8 years as well.
8 years. So you didn't acquire any British accent.
I did. I got
you
rid
did
of it.
At the time?
Oh,
right.
You did.
Right on. I don't know. I talk like this when I first came here.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
So, I mean, you're pretty like, you adapt.
I adapt.
Well.
Yeah. That's what I said, technology. I'm adapting.
Yeah, right.
Adapting to this
world
right now.
But good for you. That's how you got to navigate through change all the time.
But I think we, as human beings, we all adapt. We don't even notice, but like we're fairly, you know, like adaptable to anything, like changes.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Anything that happens, we have to, exactly. When something bad happens or good happens, we know how to like survive.
Right,
right. That's what we're here for.
Right.
So. Yeah. I feel like it's in our nature.
That's true. And what was London for you growing up? So you were like in your, what, elementary school, middle school?
Yeah. When I moved there, I was like 12.
Right. And you said you had a sister too?
Brother.
Oh, brother.
Yes.
Okay. So
are they still in London?
My mom and my brother, yeah.
Is it hard being far away from all your family?
Yeah, it can be hard. Yes. Yeah. I'm used to being by myself because even in London, I didn't see my brother and my mom that much. I was in a boarding school, in Royal Ballet School. So my brother was like really far away from London. And my mom was like in Cambridge studying as well. PhD, so I was like by myself.
Right. So
damn, I feel like everyone that's from another country like has a different type of like they all like kind of adapt.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like in America, it's like you're like in the nest until like 18, and your parents are like, oh my god, no,
we're really not going to college. Exactly. Or goodbye.
And then in other countries, it's like at 16, it's like. See you in a couple of years.
Yeah. No, I was like,
you don't
12.
Have to work hard, you know? You just kind of like.
Out here.
Yeah, that's
but
what
in
I'm
other
saying.
Countries, it's like as soon as you're a kid, it's like.
Right.
Even London, that's what I'm saying. I came to London. My mom like dropped me off at school, said bye. I barely spoke English. I was like, oh my God. But you have to. What else can you do? Right. Or otherwise, like especially in like Royal Ballet School, they will eat you alive.
Yeah, right. Really?
The competition is so hard. They're like,
you
know, if you're not there, okay, there's another 10 girls that will be. So,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's pretty cool, you know. So I wanted to get a little bit of, for those of you, again, joining us, we're talking to Natalie Byrne, an actress, beautiful, very talented, adaptable. She adapts,
I adapt.
Everything.
I adapt everything.
I need to be more adaptable, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, you are. Yeah, you do.
You are. I'm sure you are.
Yeah, probably. But not as cool as you.
Well, no. She moved to another place. But listen, give yourself some time. You're new.
Yeah. That's you true. Know? I am adapting to LA, kind of.
I'm you're not from here?
No. Where I've been here for almost a year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thanks.
How do you like it?
I love it and I hate it.
Me too.
There's days where I love it.
I've been here for 8 years and I'm still the same.
Yeah. Really? I feel like I'll be like that like the entire time I'm here.
Exactly. Because it's like, you love the weather.
Yeah.
Right. But what don't you like about LA?
I guess culture. I miss, you know, certain cultural, you know, things. Like it lacks something.
In what way? What do you mean? Like museums?
Museums and just the way
we have a share here.
Of course. No, I've been to those. No,
wait, are you talking about the Museum of Ice Cream? The Museum of Ice Cream?
I know, right? No, it's just like, it's so spread out. You know, it's big and it's large, but yet it's missing something. I feel like I love New York, for instance. I've never lived in New York, but I always go back there and I have a lot of friends.
Right.
And I just feel like New York is very close to London or like Moscow where I grew up. I grew up in large cities.
Right.
But
where
I also
people walk and stuff.
Exactly.
Here people don't walk here.
Right. People don't,
so it's different.
People don't take subway here.
Right. So people don't connect
and
that
I don't
much
mind
on
that.
A physical level, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, and with all the technology right now, like how else can you meet people unless you are online, you know?
Yeah, you like can't. Yeah.
But it's just, it sucks to me. Like, because I love walking. I love meeting people just outside, random people, not just in my industry. But nowadays, I'm constantly meeting only people that are in the entertainment circle, and I don't want to just meet those people.
Right. So don't you go other places on the weekend, like walk on Third Street Promenade?
Yeah,
Venice,
but we're in LA. Literally, every single person, like even every waiter here is an actor.
Right.
Yeah. So like that's all I'm communicating with, and I feel like I'm not broadening my own like sensibility. Right. So that's why I travel. Like,
but where would you meet people if not at work? You know, I mean, the thing is, you have to. I guess you have to find
but
like
then,
different circles.
But also, of course. But then also, everybody that you meet in LA, especially, I feel like everybody has their own motives.
Yeah, it's true.
So it's like it's really hard.
In
to
the back
read
of your head,
people.
You have to be like,
you
what?
Have to be cautious, and you're always like, wait, why are you talking to me? You know. And then of course, sometimes you meet people that are genuine, but a lot of the times in LA, especially, like I find I meet so many fake people.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm struggling with.
See,
too.
And you've like, only been here a year, like, and it's just, and you have to like learn how to define. Who is good, who is not.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you got to also notice where you're looking for someone, you know, because and I'm not saying just romantically, but
well, look, I just found you. I don't know if you're good. What is your motive?
Exactly.
Exactly.
You're right. You're
like,
right.
You have to really like look into you and be like,
right. But you know what? But I got to tell you also is that I've learned, haven't had this station for 10 years, right? I've met a lot of people over the years.
I can imagine.
And there's a lot of great people in this town. You know? You just have to find them. You have to notice what circles you hang out at.
No,
you know?
I do.
I mean, if
well,
she goes to clubs, she's going to find club-going type of people. Right?
Okay, I probably shouldn't go on this date today, then.
I don't know. Where's he from?
He's from Cleveland. He lives in Cleveland.
He's from Cleveland.
Well, what does he do?
I have no idea.
see, but he's probably in the industry somehow.
Well, he said he's here for a month training. So I'm like, what does that mean? Training for what?
Training with?
Yeah.
What is he training with?
And you're 25. Like, what are you training for?
Why?
But do you guys think that I should
find out everything?
Do you guys
today.
Think I should ask him to get me an Uber and possibly get stuck there, or just drive myself?
Why get an Uber? Are you going far?
I would drive.
I'm going to Newport Beach.
Take a car.
I would
take
drive just in case if you want to. Like,
how far is that drive though from West Hollywood?
Like a couple of hours, right?
Yeah, a couple of hours.
What do you mean a couple of hours?
With the traffic.
With traffic, yeah. It could take you like a couple of hours.
Yeah,
it's quite far.
Like 2 hours, or you're talking like an hour and a half?
An hour and a half, but if it's traffic, like you could end up sitting in a car for a while listening to a radio station.
Exactly. Dealing with bumper to bumper.
I'm supposed
traffic.
To be there by one.
Oh, well, the traffic is not that. You know what? Once you pass the airport, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
For
okay.
the most part. Yeah.
And so I was saying that I do meet people here, and I have some, because I've been here for 8 years now, so I can kind of define who's good, who's not. But I'm still surrounded mostly with people in the industry.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, I like to, you know, to meet other people and just to learn other things about the world. So that's why. Hence, I have to travel, and I still
exactly.
do.
Mm-hmm. So where do you like to travel to?
I mean, I still have to go back to Europe, like at least 3 months.
Really?
Yeah, I travel
a lot. And what parts
of
Europe do you like?
I love Rome. I love Italy. I love France. I speak French and Italian. So
really?
Jesus!
coincidentally, yesterday I got a book that teaches you not a language, but how to learn languages fast. Right. So it doesn't teach
you
the specific. No, but okay, and I want to know, but let me just tell you. So I decided, you know what? I'm starting today to pick up on my French. I had 3 years of French in early high school, middle school, and so I can understand some.
Yeah, but you don't speak.
I don't speak it well.
But
I can understand
the problem.
It. Right. But cool. I got to tell you, they give me like all these tests and lessons and stuff.
And you know a
man,
lot.
Man, I know a lot.
Yeah.
I know a lot, you know. I mean, to know the different forms and all that. And French is not an easy language.
I feel like if you were born speaking a different language, it's easier to learn another language.
Probably.
I feel like because I speak English, it's like impossible for me to either. I sound like an idiot. Like even in French class, when we had to get up and talk in front of the class, I was like, no, I hate this shit. Like I don't sound like I'm learning anything.
Well, that's the thing. Like I feel like at school, you just don't learn. Like how to speak. You learn a lot of grammar and you learn a lot of like
that's
technicality.
True.
But
right.
that's why you understand a lot because it's like it's still in your brain. You like you remember.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But nevertheless, you don't speak because you've never had to practice. Because every time, even in classes, they let you speak English and get away with it.
Right.
But so that's why you need
so
to.
So you would recommend immersion, right?
I would recommend you to you're going to Maui? Where are you going?
Kauai.
Oh, Kauai. Okay. So I would recommend.
Find French people there.
No, I would recommend. Recommend to you like you go somewhere else.
Yeah, right?
Like go to France for like 5 days and but somewhere like not in Paris, somewhere outside, like where people
don't
speak English.
But I can go closer to Canada and they have French speakers there too.
But that's a different French.
It is.
That's a Canadian French.
Right, but is it that different? Would you
how
say?
Many versions of French are there, people? Yeah.
Well, just like how many versions are there of English?
English, right?
I thought there was only one.
Well,
what do you mean?
I just did a New York accent yesterday, which was to me crazy.
Oh, so you mean like accent?
But that's an accent.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Accents, but also like Spanish and, you know, Spanish in Spain is one, like in Barcelona is one.
Right.
And then Mexican is a different.
South America. And
yeah,
all
exactly.
That.
They're all
that's
different
true.
Spanish.
Yeah.
Which is like, I studied Spanish, but for instance, I don't practice as much, so I know it the least. And I've never studied Italian, but somehow I know the conversation in Italian more.
Ah.
So it's a matter of just going to the place.
I want to go to Rome so bad. How is
you
that?
You are going to love it. It's so pretty. That's
I
what
can
I'm
imagine.
Saying. The architecture.
They have that big like wishing well, right?
Yes.
Where everyone goes
yes.
to.
It's just so beautiful, and you're gonna love the guys. You
know.
You will not.
Wait, so in Rome, what is that?
Yeah, you'll love
Italian.
The guys.
Okay,
Italian
that's what
guys.
I thought. Yeah,
they're
I'm obsessed
so cute.
With Italian guys.
Yeah,
I swear I'm gonna marry an Italian
they
man.
They dress up nice. You know, they have this like this charisma,
right.
and they all look like models.
What about you? Are you dating? Do you have somebody special?
I have a boyfriend. Yeah.
Well, how can somebody like that?
I know, right?
Left alone for too
now. For now. For now. I never know.
Yeah.
My life is so unpredictable. I travel so much that it's just
how
hard
long have
to
you guys
think.
Been together?
For about a year.
Okay, that's a pretty long time. Yeah, for relationships this day and age.
This is long for me.
Yeah.
But that's because he's so patient. I don't know. Like, he's super patient.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's very cool.
Thanks.
So, okay, so let's move forward to
your career. Let's talk about this movie.
Yeah, but I want to get to her career a little bit. So how did you end up in Hollywood being an actress?
So, as I mentioned, I was a dancer in London, and then I got injured by accident. Two
dancing?
Of my, yeah, both of my
that happens
ligaments.
To a lot of people, huh?
I know. I feel like we've had a few guests that used to be dancers, and they're like, oh, I got injured.
Because it's so hard on your body. Right. So both of my ligaments, I torn both of my ligaments on my ankles. And it just took a while to
That's an addition
recover.
To the feet that you had when you were born. And
my feet
all
are
that.
Cool. My feet are fine.
No, I mean,
my feet are cool. You want
no,
to see
what
my
I'm
feet?
Saying,
I do want to
good.
See your feet.
My feet are good. Like,
no, that's not what I'm saying. Oh, wow.
Wait.
No, I didn't for a moment doubt it. But what I'm saying is, you said in the beginning when you were born, your feet were like.
Oh, yeah.
So you had an issue with your feet. That's why she got you to dancing in the first place.
Yeah.
And
then you get injured.
And then you go back to. Exactly. Right. So maybe my
Well, your feet aren't turned in.
No, not anymore. Yeah. Well, yeah, no. I basically, like, she broke all my feet.
Oh, my God.
Not in a bad way. But, like, I ended up going to dance school. And then, of course, like, they, you know, the ballet turns your feet around to a different direction. So it kind of made me look better.
Okay, so you got injured. And then
I got injured, and then I had to, like, I moved here to States because I wanted to still continue, you know, my path of this entertainment
industry,
right. Whatever it is. Like, I love creating. Uh-huh. I'm a creative person. So I moved here first at 20, like, when I was a choreographer. So I took over dancing, and when I got better with my feet, I continued dancing. But I wasn't performing anymore, so I was choreographing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I moved here, and I met lots of people. I actually met will.i.am in London.
Really?
Yeah, because, like I said, like, I was researching all kinds of choreographers at a time and dance techniques. I loved, like, hip-hop and jazz, and I loved to mix things and all sorts of, like, contemporary styles. And and he suggested, he said, hey, you should move to LA. You might like it. And that's when I came to LA. The first time I came here, I was with my mom. I was like 16. And I looked around. I said, oh, I'm going to move to Hollywood one day. And she looked at me. She's like, you're a ballerina. There's no way you're moving. I guess she had no idea, like, what I, like, I saw my own future. Yeah, so I came here. So I choreographed, for a couple of years. And then I went to Lee Strasberg Theater Institute, and I was like, let me see if I like this.
Right.
And, like, from day one, like, they broke into my soul, and I was crying for 4 hours, and I was like, this is great. I love it. Yeah, because this is a ballerina. It's like, we're always, like, kind of, like, you know, the
straight
this
face, straight like face. No emotion,
we have this,
yeah.
Yeah, we have this wall in front of us. We don't really allow people to see what's going on.
Like, no emotions.
Right.
Yeah, no emotions. We were showing emotions with our feet, with our, like, you know, with our bodies, with our movements. And here I am at Strasberg, and this guy just poked me a little bit, and I was just like, oh my God, all these years, all my pain is coming out now from me. So I liked it. I was like, this is a cool way of, like, expressing myself. It's another way of expressing, like, how I feel and what I have, like, within me, you know.
So right.
I enjoyed
cool.
it.
So you decided to pursue acting. Mm. What did you have to do? Did you get an agent?
No, it was hard. Like, I'm coming from Europe, and me being, like, Russian, I needed to get work permit first. So for us, you know, we can't just move here and start working.
That's true,
right, yeah.
So we couldn't get agents. I couldn't get managers. Like, I had people believe in me, of course, but even if they did send me out to an audition, I couldn't book it because they'd have to sponsor me. You know, there's a lot of stuff. So I was on student visa for a long time. Then I got practical training for a year, and that's the only year, like, after, like, 3 years of being at school, I started working. And I just, it was such a long progress. It's insane. Like, it took me, I don't know, 10 years of my life to actually be where I am today. Like,
right.
I'm having my oath ceremony on 17th of April. I'm finally getting my American
Congratulations.
Passport.
Congratulations.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
She's going to become a citizen.
That's it. Oh. So, yeah, I passed my tests. I know all the, like, American
history.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yes, I had to learn who's the president today.
Trump.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you.
How do you forget that?
I know that.
How does anybody know?
How do you forget that?
Yeah. Wow, so that's good. So you started booking some parts,
started booking some parts, yeah.
How did you end up in the Expendables out of all movies? I mean, that's like such a lineup of stars. You must have been
like
you're blown away.
Oh, my God. I was like... It was crazy because like I wanted to meet one of them at least. Like, right. You know, like right. If I meet like Stallone, that'd be amazing. If I meet like Schwarzenegger, that'd be cool. If I meet like Antonio Banderas, okay, great. But when they're all in the same room,
all
you're
of
like,
them.
Oh my God, you
I
know.
Mean,
and
it's
I had
all
to, like,
of Hollywood's leading men.
Play it cool.
I had to play it cool, you know. I was
right.
Like,
yeah.
It's nothing when I'm like trembling, shaking. Yeah, no, it was amazing. I was actually shooting a movie in Serbia at a time, like my first leading role. Called Nymph, Killer Mermaid in Europe. Mm-hmm. And it's on Netflix, so you can check it out.
Oh. They have a new show about a killer mermaid.
I know, I think they stole it from
us.
Yeah,
we're
really?
The first
one.
It's called Siren.
I know, I just saw it and I was like, God damn it, we were the first one who came out
oh,
with that.
Wow.
It's really cool, yeah. Check it out. So it's called like Killer Mermaid Nymph. And then
Were you a mermaid?
I can't tell you that. Never see the movie.
Oh, I'm going to. I literally am going to go watch everything you're on.
Oh, so apparently he can't be sure in the movie if she's a mermaid
yeah.
or not.
No, no,
okay,
no.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
Well, I just don't want to give it away.
Yeah, no. That's
yeah,
funny.
Don't give it away.
I want to see it. Now.
I'm the worst. I always Google endings to shows and movies before I watch them.
Yeah?
So I know if I should, am I wasting my time? Because in my head, I imagine an ending, and if it's not the ending I want, I won't watch the movie.
That's crazy.
That's funny,
yeah.
Man.
So basically, I did this movie and then I found out that they were like shooting Expendables 3 in Bulgaria because the whole movie was shot in Bulgaria.
Oh,
I've
really?
Actually never seen any of those movies.
So yeah. Expendables 3 was shot in Bulgaria and I'm like, I'm in Serbia. How far Bulgaria could be, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like I didn't, I'm like really bad with geography.
Right.
That's another thing I'm really bad with.
Yeah, so is she.
Yeah, like
horrible, yeah.
So bad. Like and also like my orientation is really bad. Like you drop me outside right now, I'll get lost. Like
really?
I wouldn't
know
where
I'm
at.
Direction you
at. Yeah, so basically I was like, oh, let me, you know, contact the producer and say, hey, I'm right here. Like, I could be like a local hire.
Right.
And they're like, oh, cool. Yeah. So jump up on the plane and you'll be here. And I was like, oh, how bad can it be? I'll go over the weekend when I have like my days off. So I jumped on the plane. It was like 2 hours, but then I didn't realize it was a 6-hour drive.
Mm. So you have to take a plane and then drive for six
yes,
hours?
And I thought I was close by. I thought I was like, how bad can it be? Like an hour in the plane and that's it, maybe. Yeah, and I had to do it 3 times.
Wow.
3 times before they finally approved me.
Wow. But it was worth it.
Yeah.
It was worth it, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, that's like a nice feather in your cap right now. I mean, you go, wow, you know. But let's move faster because we only have about 8 minutes left. And I want to talk about your new film.
Yes, The Executioners.
And that looks pretty scary. Pretty scary.
No, it's not a horror movie.
Yeah,
it's a psychological thriller.
Yeah.
Right.
It looks badass.
It is.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the film. Do you star in it?
I am.
Yeah,
I'm
you look so hot in the trailer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But you still have to see the movie.
I'm
Don't
going to.
The ending. Because like this will spoil everything for you. The whole ending is what makes this movie
really?
Amazing. Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a twist, isn't there?
We have one of the best twists ever.
Yeah,
like,
but
it's so good. And you're not going to get it. Trust me.
Yeah.
Wait, so is it already... Because when I watched the trailer, it said available on DVD or
yeah,
Blu-ray.
It's available.
So is it on...
It just
where
came
do I
out.
Find it?
It's on Redbox. It's on iTunes. It's on Amazon Prime. It's coming out
okay,
on Netflix.
Okay, so it's on Redbox.
It's on Redbox, yes.
I'm going to get that tonight.
Yeah.
DVD, video. On demand,
yeah.
Netflix, mm-hmm. So you guys can get it.
Is
anywhere.
It on Netflix?
I think
not, yet.
Not yet. It's coming out on Netflix after Redbox. I think like the later, like probably next week, it'll be on Netflix.
Oh, okay,
they always
cool.
do like renting, you know, renting
right.
first, and then they
yeah.
kinda, like
right. Netflix is so behind on putting movies out.
Yeah,
no,
well,
but they do it on purpose because they want to make money first on renting.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And but you know, I lately started buying DVDs and stuff because I like having it.
Yeah.
Having record of what I've seen, you know, just like with my books, I get like millions of books.
Right.
Now I'm starting to collect the movies.
You still have books?
So, are you kidding me?
Yeah?
I still buy them every
yes.
day.
Good.
I just went, imagine this. I just went to the Century City Mall and I went to Amazon Books. They opened the store.
Oh, wow.
And you go to the store and if you're a Prime member, they don't even have prices on near the books, you know? So you can just scan them later or whatever, but you get the online price if you're a Prime member in a store. So they destroyed all the bookstores. Now they're opening their own, right? But what I'm saying to you, there's still a big market for paper books. I mean, I grew
probably
up on
even
them.
More now.
Yeah, I grew up on them.
Yeah,
I don't read books really.
But yeah, some people don't even know what a book looks like.
You don't have time. I feel like you're
books,
a busy girl.
I have plays. That's mostly what I read. Like that's newspapers okay. I mean, and plays. Whatever.
How do you read a play? Like you can buy a play and read it.
Yeah, Samuel French. Yeah, they actually have amazing plays because I'm at the Actor's Studio. I'm a member of the Actor's Studio, so I do a lot of theater. Mm-hmm. So plays is like one of those things like I have to do all the time.
Wow, very cool. So the executioners.
Yes. So the executioners is.
Yes.
It's about a home invasion. It's like a revenge kind of movie. It's really good for girls, for female empowering. I feel like
I got that from the trailer.
Yeah, it's like it's such a good time right now for this movie to come out. It's just. It's very, it's encouraging, and not that I'm telling people to do what we're doing in the movie, but it's just, you know, it's finally, it's a good moment to make movies like this, mm-hmm. because I feel like the audience will appreciate it more.
Like strong female
it's
roles.
Strong female roles,
you got
yes.
that from the trailer, too. Like, yes. it's just, like, a badass woman, like, coming through, well, like, no.
Well, that's the thing. Men are coming in first to kind of, like, you know.
Take over,
yes.
And then the women are like, no. No, not
we
today.
Flip on them. So.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's really good. But as I said,
so it is a psychological thriller, right? I mean, there's not a lot of blood or anything.
There's
like
not
that.
A lot of blood. No, it's just. Yeah.
It's not about that. It's about fear and.
It's about fear. It's about revenge. It has, and like I said, it's an amazing. It has an amazing twist, but I just can't say anything about
that's
it,
okay.
which is crazy.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But the twist.
That's
is
why
just,
we're gonna see it. I mean, I don't want to know about.
I'm
it
definitely
because
seeing
the twist.
It.
Now,
I play Kay.
Yeah, you have black hair in the movie.
No, I'm blonde.
Oh, you're blonde in the movie?
Yes.
Why did I think you were the chick in the black tank top? You guys kind of look alike, though.
Yeah. No,
she has blue eyes, too.
I have blonde hair. Like, you won't even recognize because I'm wearing glasses.
Yeah, because I was okay, now I'm trying to think of the blondes in the trailer.
I have, like, semi kind of, like, light, like, dark blonde.
Yeah.
I have glasses on. I play a writer who's, like, a nerd. Like, you won't recognize me at all. That's the thing. And I picked that part on purpose. Like,
really?
I like to challenge myself
nowadays. Right,
right. I was
very
trying
cool.
to find different
How did
parts.
That opportunity come up for you?
I'm friends with the director, Giorgio Serafini. We were planning to produce something together. And then he said, hey, Lionsgate is doing this movie. Would you like to be a part of it? He sent me the script, which rarely happens, you know, like, unless you're a big star.
Right.
So I was very fortunate that I read the script and... You know, I picked this character. I was like, yeah, this is the one I want to play. Because I'm trying to, like, just, you know, broaden myself and pick different parts.
Besides an opportunity like this, who turns it down?
Right.
Yeah, it's a fun little, you know, psychological thriller that's going to be out all over the world. Somebody from India just contacted me. They said, oh, my God, we loved your film. And I was like, oh, cool, thanks. But it has really cool moments. And I have a really sexy, like, striptease scene. I'm proud of it because it has like it's under pressure.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like it's one of those not comfortable stripteases, but it's cool. Like I
yeah. What they're
tough.
Probably forcing you to do it or
something.
Yeah,
something like that.
Something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
So who's the girl
See,
that looks like you?
It's hard for me to watch
Gemma
movies
Dallinger.
Like that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Gemma Dallinger is in the movie.
Woo! Oh shit! The camera just fell. That's
that just
okay.
scared me so badly.
Yeah, that's okay. It's not the Facebook one. Go ahead.
Oh god.
Gemma Dallinger's in it. There's a bunch of other, like, really cool. Rachel. The cast is great. The cast is, like, it's all, like, four really tough girls, mm-hmm. you know, and a couple guys. And it's a small cast, but the movie itself, it's good. It's kind of like Strangers. I don't know if you saw
it. Oh, my God.
Movie.
I saw it, but I hated it because everyone died in the end. I'm like, what the
okay,
hell?
Okay, well, in that movie, not...
The film is The Executioners, folks. Natalie Byrne is a star. Now, did you want to also briefly talk about your own film that you mentioned?
Yes, I'm doing it. Well, I'm working on the movie called The Lagoon, and that's my movie that I wrote with another writer called Dari Torres. We're planning on shooting very soon in Puerto Rico.
And I figure, let me write a book in like a nice tropical setting so I can spend half my life there. You know?
Exactly. No,
if you have
control. Yeah, I shot Awaken in Belize. You know, Kilimanjaro was shot in Serbia, Montenegro, which is beautiful.
Uh-huh.
You know,
damn,
Expendables
3
shot in Bulgaria. Yeah. I shot another movie, Vlad's Legacy, in Turkey.
Nice.
Now, you know, like, so I like to travel. Like, exactly. I don't mind.
Yeah.
I was in Mechanic Resurrection when we shot in Thailand. That was amazing. That was
Wait, I saw that.
Yeah, it was really
with
cool.
Jessica Alba, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't like all the other Mechanics.
No.
I was like, I'm
so
confused.
That's the second one.
Yeah.
The second one.
Yeah, I was like, I'm so confused.
Is that
by
the
this
one with Jason Statham?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He's so hot.
Yeah. So I like tropical places.
Yeah. That was that place was beautiful.
Yeah. So that's my movie, like The Lagoon.
Wait, you were her friend that was on the beach?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Jeez, girl, mm-hmm. I have seen you in these things. Awaken, Resurrection. Now
yeah.
I'm going to watch
Awaken,
The Executioner.
Awaken is cool. I like that.
So Awaken, Left to Die, is that like the name of the movie?
Yeah, that's the one. Left to Die, they use it in UK. They always change names of my movies, and I have to remember all those names.
Right. And that's got a list of great actors as well. Huh?
Yeah, I casted it. Vinnie Jones, Daryl Hannah, Jason London, David Keith, Edward Furlong is in it.
Like, well, what can I say, Natalie? We're very impressed. Congratulations to you on an amazing career. And you're moving up fast, I would say, right? I mean, I'm not saying it's overnight, but you're working hard.
Yeah,
and you're moving forward, you know?
I'm grateful for what I'm, you know, presented. And just, I'll take it, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I love, like, I produce a lot more right now because it just shows me a completely different side of the entertainment industry, and I kind of understand the other side a lot more. So now I don't take it as personal as I used to when I was an actress. You know, there's a lot of politics in the game, just like in anything. So
politics.
That's true. Yeah, and you got to navigate through that too.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Part of the work. Okay, Natalie Byrne, thank you so much for joining
us.
Now tell people how they can get a hold of you, social media, whatever.
Social media, Instagram, Natalie_Byrne. On Twitter, I'm Natalie Byrne 01. Facebook, Natalie Byrne 01. Yeah.
Sounds good. Natalie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All
check
the best
out
to
the
you.
Executioner.
Yeah, check it out. I'm
going
to check it out. And Expendables 3, man. You get to see her.
I have to watch the first one first.
And then the second.
And then the third. But I heard they were really good. I just don't know why I've never seen them.
Yeah, a lot of action.
And they're not on Netflix either.
I mean, look, on paper, they seem like perfect hits, you know. But I went to see the first one. I'm like, you know, there's not much
of
a
story. Wait, the second one had like Liam Hemsworth.
So it feels like I've seen them all before, you know. Because that's what it is.
I mean, yeah, because I feel like action, you have to be really, really creative to, you know, to do something different nowadays.
Yeah.
I feel like you got to do another Get Out or something.
Ooh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That movie
was
such a great
awesome.
Movie, yeah.
Yeah.
I had no idea that that was a chick from Girls until I rewatched it. I was like, holy shit.
Same here. Yeah.
Well, we got to run, folks. Thank you all for listening,
for watching.
And Natalie, you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you so
much. Okay, much success to you. Enjoy Puerto Rico. I'm sure you will. And I'm gonna be going on a trip, spending money. She'll be going on a trip,
making money. Yep.
And that's the theme of today's show, folks. See you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.